This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
The Nikki Glaser Podcast.
Here's Nikki.
Hello, here I am. I'm Nikki. It's the Nikki Glaser Podcast. Good Wednesday to you all. I'm here with Andrew Collin in St. Louis. Noah is in Arizona. What's up, Noah? Guys, people like don't believe that I live in St. Louis. It's been the funniest phenomenon of like doing press for this show. Welcome back, Nikki Glaser, because all the press is about how I moved back to St. Louis. There's a reality show. And then afterwards, these like, you know, people like the Kelly Clarksons, the Dr. Phils, the Caitlin Bristows, like these aren't the people that actually said it, but like the, you know, the people interviewing me off air will go, "So where do you live now?" And I go, "St. Louis." like almost like, were you not listening to the interview? Like, did you do the Jay Leno thing? Jay Leno notoriously had this moment where he interviewed a celebrity and then saw them in the parking lot less than an hour later, and they said goodbye, and he didn't remember who they were or interviewing them because he's so just like in a different world when he's interviewing. But that's not the case with these. It's that everyone thinks reality shows are fake, so they think that this was just yesterday. I did Lady Gang podcast, and Kelty from that was like, "I thought you were a genius when I saw this. Oh, she just came up with this idea. Let you know, girl moves back home," which honestly is a great idea.
Yeah,
I mean, something celebrities would do to create a show. And she was like, and then I watched it and then I looked into it and I go, she's actually like at home. Like there's actually footage of her with her parents, like currently. Like, did she pull a Kylie Jenner and like back up this footage so that she could have it for when she went away to do other stuff, you know? And no, but it's just so funny. It keeps happening where people after an interview will go, "Where are you living now?" And I just like,
it's crazy you had your parents buy that house, build it.
Yes.
Years ago.
Somebody wrote me and goes, "Why don't you buy your parents a better house?" And I go, "Because that house is dope."
Also, the house is two stories from the back, bitch.
What do you mean? Oh, from the back. Oh, yeah. It's a ranch style on the front, but on the back, it looks
like a mullet of a house.
Yeah, it's like built into a hill. It is a mullet house.
I love that house.
It's the best house.
It's the perfect house to me. Like, if I would actually own a house, it's so fucking comfortable. It's like a couch. The house is a nice couch.
I don't know if that's what my mom would want to hear. But I do love that house.
Yeah.
And it has cool design in it. They've spent a lot of time like making it look cool. It was just like, "Kay."
Yeah, why don't you get her one of those fucking houses in Vegas that are made out of ceramic?
Yeah.
That would be the one. And with a waterfall pool.
And I'm not that rich.
Well, get richer.
Like,
stop
to
living
buy
in St. Louis.
My mom a house rich. I mean, I guess I am, but like then it would, I'm saving up for when they get cancer.
Yeah. That's
like, I would rather spend
houses.
My money on that.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't rather, but like it gonna happen. Like, yeah. People in my life gonna get sick,
they
and I want them to feel okay when they get sick, that they don't have to stress out. I've said this before. When you get sick, the bills that you have that you accrue when you're treating the illness give you so much stress that your cancer, whatever it is, gets worse. And if you were to get cancer and like know that it was all taken care of, like, you know, living in Sweden or somewhere where they take care of that stuff, we would have less illness because people, stress causes illness.
But
so
what
the
you
stress
do,
over paying medical bills, it's just also fucked. Our country is so fucked.
Buy a house for your mom, like late cancer, so then you get the house. You know, she doesn't even have to move into the master. Just, you know what I mean?
Wait. Oh, buy my mom cancer?
That's when...
I could buy. I can't afford
cancer. No,
that's
when you buy your parents a house when they're on the way out.
I did buy them cancer. I buy them, you know, pizza from Emo's all the time.
Yeah.
People that like I, just anyone giving me any kind of shit about anything, I like you literally ingest animals who are suffering, whose whole lives are stress, who are like eating shit, living in shit because you know if you eat a ballpark hot dog, sorry. you're eating cancer. That is like something that will cause something in your body later on. I don't eat that shit. I don't think I'm better than you because I don't, but you don't get to lecture me about the air I'm breathing or the chemicals I'm using in my makeup. That's just on my skin. You're actually swallowing and letting it in you. I'm just letting it like hang out with me. It's like cancer's date raping me, but you're getting like attacked and shoved into a bush. Not that there's any difference between those. God, I'm gonna get. Do you know what I mean? Like, so I put in cancer. I'm hanging out with cancer.
I keep waiting to see where this goes. It's so fun for me.
I'm just like casually dating cancer, yes. And you're letting it fuck you're you. You're letting it in you.
Yes.
So no. You no. Get lecture me.
But maybe a vegetarian told you to buy your mom's a house.
Vegetarians still are eating processed cheese.
Or vegans, for that matter. Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
Well, I don't. I'm not saying I'm. There's nothing. I just don't. Listen, I lecture people all the time. I doth protest too much, Nikki Glaser. I'm wearing Crocs right now. I got Crocs. Yeah. I am obsessed with Crocs, but they look so bad.
And I have boots on.
did you just get those?
Yeah.
Taylor Stitch?
Yeah, they hooked it up.
Nice.
I love them, but I guess
they're
not the most vegan-friendly shoes.
Oh, I don't care.
Are they comfortable? I got to get used to them. Mm. I think there's a, it's like, I'm sure Ronald McDonald didn't love his shoes the first day he put them on, but they're a moneymaker. That's what I'm saying.
What inspired you to go to Boots?
Mark Maron.
Have you been seeing his feet a lot?
When no.
When do you see Mark Maron's feet?
Oh, his feet.
Oh, I guess propped his up feet on that
feet?
Stool.
His feet?
His feed, oh. His feet on his feed.
I just know that he rocks really cool boots, and he has cool guitar. He's a cool guy.
Yes, like, he is a very cool
and
guy.
He tries very hard to be cool. Like,
yes.
Older and cool. He always has, like, he has a look.
I think he has good taste, so it probably doesn't need to try, but, like, there's some people that just have good taste, so it looks like they try.
But he stumbled into that taste. Like, if you look, there's a, I actually sent him the
everyone
picture
had bad taste back
on Twitter.
Yeah.
He has at the comic strip in the Upper East Side. He's wearing, like, a comically, maybe it's for effect, but he just looks like the nerdiest. Like
you sent it to him on Twitter?
Yeah.
Does he know you?
No. This was years ago. This is like when you would.
TJ Miller incident?
Yeah. TJ Miller'd him. And
he came across his stuff.
He also is a Jewish man, probably of Eastern European descent, who looks way better with facial hair than no facial hair. If you look at photos of him, no facial hair. At least I see it, and I see that in myself. So I'm like, well, might as well copy his look.
Yeah, that makes sense. Like, I often do the same thing with, women who look like me. I'm like, oh, that is a good, like, it's easier to picture myself in what they're wearing.
Yeah.
So it's easier to rip off what their fashion.
I just know that I'm not, I would love to be a guy that wears these loud colors and like is kind
of. I know
of,
you're all over the place because you were like, "Do I wear loud colors?" And now today you're like Marc Maron, very subdued. We look like what Anthony Bourdain was buried in today. You are
a habitual changer.
No, there's a word that comes to mind when I think of you. You are impulsive.
Yeah.
Not compulsive. Impulsive.
Yes.
Do you know the difference?
I bought shoes last night at 3 in the morning. I bought another pair of boots because now I'm a boot guy.
And
at 3 in the morning.
Guaranteed these boots.
I'll wear them twice.
Why do you need another pair?
Huh? Because I don't like how these are light on the bottom. I wanted one that are dark on the bottom.
That makes sense. I just bought some new, I love my Adidas high tops that I got. I stole that idea from Jen, my assistant, who, they're so cool. I don't understand why everyone doesn't wear them, and I don't understand why I'm not getting compliments constantly because they're the coolest looking shoes. They look good with
skirts. You get more compliments on Crocs than those. I don't know why.
I know,
but you would
because these are peacocking. These are what guys wear to get girls to be like, "What are you wearing?" And then you go, "I like them," and then you're confident and we want to fuck you because
it's tricks
us. Are
those tie-dye Crocs?
Yes, and I got them from Alex Bordy.
I think these are both.
I know. No, I knew no one would perk up. Alex Bordyoko. I forget his whole last name because it's so Russian, but he is one of the most beautiful men to ever be made. It's crazy. He came to our show in Fort Lauderdale.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yeah.
And
he has good fashion. And he's like out there.
Yeah, he's someone that wears like bright colors and like he'll run the gamut, but he's like very Yeah, he's, like, he's so hot.
He would wear a male romper.
Yes, 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 he would. And he would pull it off because he's just a, he's a model. You know, he's like that beautiful. If you don't know, he's a guy that was on Bachelorette. I forget which season. Maybe Caitlyn's. I don't know. And I got to know him through the Outside Lands Festival in San Francisco. I was there with Arden Mirren, who does a podcast about The Bachelor. And she booked, she was doing a podcast at this comedy festival that I was performing at. And she asked me to be a guest on it. And then these guys, all these Bachelor guys showed up to be on her podcast. So we were just like hanging with all these Bachelor guys. And he was just so nice and normal. But then he's come to my shows over the years. And he brought me, this time he was like, I want to bring you something.
Yeah, we didn't know what it was going to be.
That will, that you don't have on your rider, but that you need. And I was just like, aww. I didn't know. He was like, what do you need? And I'm like, I don't know. What's Florida? Like one of those shirts with like a bikini painted on it. I was just trying to think of something. And he was like, I'll think of something. And then, and I was like, oh my God, he's going to bring me something like heavy. Like I pack my bags for the road and each one of my bags is always 49.5 pounds. I'm an expert at having no room in my suitcase for literally anything else or I'm going to be charged. So when people bring me gifts, I'm always like, please be light.
Yes.
And he brought me Crocs, which are the lightest gift you can give.
It was a great gift.
And I had this whole bit about Crocs that night that he doesn't know about. So it was just like so serendipitous. He looked up my shoe size on WikiFeet, got it right. And I have never been, I always thought Crocs, your feet would be sweaty.
He believed that, but not that you live in St. Louis. Size. Yeah. We have the same size foot, me and Nikki.
I always,
interchangeable.
Yes, kind of. Yours is a little bit bigger, but these Crocs, I thought Crocs would be like sweaty because they're like rubber. I just am like, why would you want like your wet, sweaty feet in this like rubbery? But there's something about it that they air your feet out. There's no like sweat buildup.
You know what I think of Crocs?
You can wear them in the snow. Or you can wear, not snow, but you can wear them in the rain. They dry out quickly. You can, they give you a little bit of height because they have a, they have about an inch, I would say an inch or about half an inch of height. They feel light. They look horrible. And they have little holes in them so you can like put in little medallions. The funny part is, Noah, he got me little, I forget what they're called, the little jewels that you put in the croc holes.
Oh.
But he got those pins with it. Yeah. And one, he got me NG for each one, one N and one G. And he said when he was at the croc store, the little medallions were like turned over. So the cashier had to turn each of them over to like reveal what it was. And he was like, okay, an N, a G, a G. And it was the other one, which was an N. And he was like, what is this going to be?
Yo, like, what are you spelling? Like that Wheel of Fortune with the guy on goes, South Park.
Yeah. I never saw that.
You never saw that one? Where it's Nagger? Instead?
Yes.
So they didn't know what they were spelling. So it could have been really bad.
On the Reddit wart sub the other day, someone was talking about, like, my wart is so pussy. And it just looks like it's pussy.
Pussy. Yes.
My wart is. It was like, look at this.
My wart is my pussy.
Yeah.
My wart is so pussy.
If you say my pussy is pussy, it would bleep the first part. Because pussy is okay to say.
What about my pussy pussy? Do they know which one is to get rid of?
Yeah, because the one, it sounds pussy.
Huh?
What? It, I'm gonna no, start but calling
if,
my
if
pussy.
If I just
pussy.
Write it down, if you just write pussy pussy.
Oh yeah, people don't know.
You don't know
which one to blur or which one to put those little like stars and
you know what signs. A croc reminds me of if you were wearing a duck's mouth. That's what I would feel like. It would feel on my feet.
That's so weird you say that because they remind me of those duck boats.
A duck boat
where
shoes?
People die on them in the Ozarks, you know.
Oh, what's that?
There's been like horrible accidents on those duck boats. The ones that go like on land and water.
Oh yeah.
There was like a really bad storm in the I think it was in the Ozarks, and all these people fucking drowned because they all are like people who can't fucking swim, and it was like, it was terrible. But yeah, they remind me of those duck boats because they're water and land shoes. Yeah, they kind of look like a duck's mouth. I
guess. Duck hat back in the day,
they're
Donald Duck
gardening
hat
shoes, really
from Mickey Mouse, and the bill was a bill.
Oh, that's cool.
Pretty a bill. Pussy,
oh my god,
pussy.
I used to love those Converse shoes that had Looney Tunes characters on them.
Ooh.
For a while, that was like very, very in. Yeah, it was a great gift. But my name does. So when I sometimes it'll like I log into a website or something and it'll be like, reminding me what my login name is or something, and it stars it out.
Yeah.
So it literally says NI **********ER.
Yeah.
So it's just N, because the first part of my name is Nih, and then the last name Glazer.
Yes.
It truly does. It looks like I've written something so terrible.
I'll tell you what, though, if you don't want anyone to spam you, go with that. You know what I mean? No one would expect you to go that route. Because your name, oh wait, I don't want to give away your email.
My sister used to scream my name. Like, she couldn't, you know, when kids say names, it doesn't sound like, like last night, Poppy got a baby doll for her birthday, and I go, what's this baby doll's name? And she was like, Elma. And I was like, Elma? Like, that sounds like, we joked that was like a name that my sister would name one of her kids. We were like, God, does Poppy name your children? Because my sister's, you know, named her kids Poppy, Arlo, and Forrest.
Yeah.
And we were like, Elma. Like, that's
kind of like Elma. It's like Elma, but like female, obviously.
But she was saying Ella. But we just, you know, it just sounded different because a kid was saying it. So my sister, when she would be screaming my name, it sounded like she was saying the N-word. And my mom would have to be like, you need to enunciate the K. Because she would just make the K as G's, because it's a softer way for the child to say.
And how long did this last? Till recently?
Yeah.
Till yesterday?
Yeah. This was a conversation my mom had last night with her, and said, Lauren, we need to work on the K's.
Look, if she wants to teach in this town, she's got to start telling your name.
Well, it doesn't help that my name has three K's, too. So I can't escape.
I mean, you were born to be racist.
I was born to be. There was a subreddit yesterday about which celebrity name sounds like a porn star. And I was just combing it for my name, because my name is...
Well, Nikki is definitely... And Nikki Glazer, anything. Yes.
Glaze her.
But that's almost too smart for...
No, but I mean,
you know what I mean, though? Like, Nikki Rocks or Nikki...
Yeah, it needs to be...
Nikki Cox. Yes. Nikki, something more... yours is a little bit highbrow.
Yes. But I was looking for my name. God, I always look for my name on these, like which celebrity is your celebrity crush or something? Like, I'm just, you know, I'll admit, I'll look for my name sometimes, because people on Reddit are a little bit more savvy when they know, like, celebrities that are a little bit more B, C list, and they think they're cool because of it, you know? And I swear to God, the names, everyone loves the same women, and it's so nauseating.
Who are the top five?
Anna de Armas.
Okay.
Fuck, what are, there's J-Lo, like, it's all the most basic stuff, and it's like...
Natalie Portman.
What would it be like to be one of these women that everyone wants to fuck? That everyone has this crush on?
I don't think they take that in. I think you can only take in 50 guys wanting to fuck you before it's just like, okay, I get it.
More than that.
But you know what I mean, though? Like, how many guys need to fuck you? Or need to want to fuck you?
For me, everyone would be nice. Every single one. Truly. Linda Cardellini. A lot of people like her.
Who's that?
She was on Kate Beckinsale. She was on Jennifer Connelly. That's always one. Emma Stone. Rachel McAdams.
This is nice. They're all older actresses at this point.
Yeah. These are the top ones. Oh, Alison Brie always is like,
all these women kind of.
Anna de Armas, here she is.
They're all dark hair with light eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah, with light eyes.
Yeah, that's it. The guys are just captivated. Margot Robbie. And Henry Cavill is the one every woman says.
He's a good looking man. You don't feel. He actually looks like Alex Cope, whatever that dude's name.
He's just not my number one.
Who's your number? Let's go through celeb. Okay, well, that's a left turn.
Obama. 100%.
Obama.
And Taylor Swift.
What about actors?
That's a good question. Maybe we'll answer it when we get back from the break. Andrew!
I'm over here now, coming from the kitchen over to the living room.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel.
Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV and be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say free this week into your Xfinity voice remote.
I don't know. We're back.
It's hard now. There's not like
my celebrity crushes.
There's no A-listers anymore. There's like very few.
The Met Gala.
Oh, yeah.
We saw who was. Oh, Jacob Elordi. Oh, mama.
He's like 6'6", too. He's a tall man for an actor.
He is gorgeous.
He's a good-looking man. Yes. He looks kind of weird to me, though. He's very structured. Like, almost too structured.
If I was a girl. I love a structure.
You love a structure?
Too handsome. Yes.
He's too handsome.
I don't.
He's very elongated, isn't he? For me, he looks like he has like he's almost like a mascot for a good-looking man.
And he looks like a teenager.
His head is. Yeah, he looks like an older man teenager.
Yeah, he does seem like his face is like this much of like his mouth, eyes, and nose.
Yes,
are in the center. And the structure is around it. I mean, I know that doesn't make sense.
No, it does. I get what you're saying. This is what I'm talking about.
It's like almost like there's a gravitational pull for his eyes, his nose, and his mouth to go to the center. Like there's a black hole like that's being sucked into the drain of his face. But he's still, I love him. I think every time I see a picture of him, I go, who is that? And it's always Jacob Elordi.
He has BDE. He does.
Really?
I mean, to me, as a man looking at another man, judging how big his dick is, I think he has BDE.
Because he's a tall guy?
He's tall and skinny. He seems to have elongated everything. Why wouldn't his dick be elongated? Mm.
There's a video of him staring at Lizzo at the Met Gala or something like that. I don't know. It was on the iHeart Instagram. And he's giving her these eyes. And they're so tantalizing. And it definitely has the BDE.
Yeah, see? BDE eyes. Who? Big dick eyes.
Wait, who's yours? Noah and Andrew, celebrity crush.
Guy or girl? Easy. I think about guys more.
I know. I think about girls more, too. Like, Olivia Wilde, I think, is just insanely hot.
I saw her one time at Chelsea Market.
I've seen her once, too, in the street. You just go, whoa.
That's a person that's, not a human. I just look
Sienna
at her.
Sienna Miller, I love her.
See, a lot of these girls... I think guys say that they like them the most because they're not model 10s. They're 10s, I guess you would say, but they're...
Because they think they can
mind,
fuck them.
Yes, they think they could fuck them.
This on Lady Gang yesterday. I was like, you lose followers as a woman. I have 69% male followers on Instagram. Okay. And if I post a picture with a guy that might be he's my boyfriend, I lose followers. And because these guys think I have less of a chance of fucking her, even though there was never a chance. And I'm not a girl who puts out bikini photos. So it's I'm not leading with you could maybe fuck me someday. But maybe I am because I'm more approachable or something. But it's just wild to me.
Yeah.
Noah, what about you? Who's
very easy? Tom Hardy.
G-Eazy. Oh, and, Tom Hardy.
And Idris Elba. Those are the two.
Yes.
Or
I like Idris Elba. He got his start late. I like a nice late start of a hot man because
you're starting late.
Yeah, I'm starting. I got boots now. So. Me and Idris.
Yeah, I mean, you did start late. You didn't do stand up comedy until you were 30. That's a late start.
Yeah.
But you're making it look good.
And I had this hair thing at one point in my 20s where it was just this part. You know, the guys that just have just the chin hair. Just right here.
I don't know what that's called. I don't know the difference between a goatee.
Well, a chin strap is all the way connected. I don't know what they called whatever this little patch was. That was a phase.
Okay, so I'm looking up hottest male celebrities on Google. That's what I'm just
what's
like.
What's the height of the average hottest? I
what
wonder.
Do you think? It's probably well. No, but a lot of actors are shorties.
That's what I'm saying.
Shorties. Wait, who are? Can you
women?
Say? Yeah.
I honestly, dude, I don't even think about it. Margot Robbie is
very
hot.
Well, I don't think
hot.
About it either, so you just got to come up
no,
with
no,
one.
No, Margot Robbie.
Yeah.
Very, very hot, very talented, sexy.
I just watched Tanya for the first time. Have you guys seen Tanya?
Unbelievable, that movie.
It's good, Noah. I think you would like it. It's I think it's on Hulu, but she's so good in it. I feel so bad for Tanya Harding. Yeah. I started following her on Instagram just to support this poor woman that skating is just such an elitist, white sport that's just for rich kids. It just grosses me out. And that poor girl, just really struggled. She had such an abusive mom, abusive boyfriend, just and who like they if you don't know, Nancy Kerrigan got whacked by her was a setup by her boyfriend and his friend,
mm-hmm.
and she didn't know that it was gonna be that. They were gonna send Nancy Kerrigan a death threat because Tanya had gotten a death threat, and her boyfriend saw how much it threw Tanya on the ice to get a death threat just from some rando, you know, the kind like I have gotten in my life that throw you. So they were just gonna do a death threat, and then all of a sudden, one of these goons takes it upon himself to go, "No, we're gonna hit her with a crowbar in the knee." It's like. And Tanya didn't even know it was related to them or anything.
I mean, it was one of the dumbest criminal moves
Ryan
ever.
Ryan Reynolds.
I've seen him millions of times.
Ryan Reynolds, Blake Lively, gorgeous.
I worked out next to both of them.
Yeah,
you did? Where?
When I was a dog walker, I got access to the gym.
Were they just smiling at each other and like laughing the whole time? Holy Their relationship hands. Seemed so healthy.
They had a trainer.
On the red carpet.
They seemed very professional. In whatever they do. Like, everything seems orchestrated.
I just saw a picture of...
But nice. But, also, they're the most famous couple ever. So, they're very...
Of course, they're... And they saw me dog walking. We look at them on the red carpet, gazing at each other, whispering in each other's ear. It's it's all performative, y'all. Don't compare your relationship to them. You would be doing the same thing if you had publicists saying, you guys need to look like a healthy marriage. I'm not saying they don't have a healthy marriage. It's all fake, though.
Well, and they're looking at me weird because they probably see me as the dog walker who's in the... billion dollar gym.
Why is he using access to the gym? Well, you're practicing walking.
Yeah. I was on the treadmill going like dog. This.
Yeah. Doing squats to pick up dog shit. Yeah, you got to practice your style.
Eventually, they took the card back from me, the owners. Yeah. They were like, no, have carte blanche. And then they're like, I think Ryan Reynolds hates you.
Yeah, but, he's gorgeous. But I just saw this picture.
Jake Gyllenhaal, gorgeous man in person.
Yeah, I just read too much about him.
Not the nice.
Not Taylor Swift he things, seems less but nice than, other stuff yeah, that I'm just like, none of it.
Almost walked his dog. Remember? Really? I had the interview with his assistant. Yeah, it was an hour-long interview. And they told me that his dog likes three-hour walks.
Yeah, where were they? Yeah, what were
what
they
did
like?
They ask you?
It was in a secret room about 40 feet underground. No.
In one of the subway tunnels?
Yeah, the dog was there wearing glasses. Going, what do you see in my shit?
So the dog chooses you?
I don't know,
you?
Man. Yeah, the dog. No. So
was the dog there?
I met with the assistant who was very professional about this. I get it. You can't have random dudes in Jake Gyllenhaal's house. And she probably saw that I'd probably smell his underwear or something.
And that you're a comedian and you might talk about this or something.
Which I'm doing.
Yeah.
So they told me the one thing that was the funniest part of the interview is she said that Jake's dog likes to walk around Soho and loves to shop for 3 hours.
No.
And I go, I don't know if this is, I've never gone in Prada. I'm not going to go in Prada for a dog.
It's probably because they have treats waiting for that dog because they know that its owner has a lot of money to spend.
That's
and
a good point.
Celebrity. So maybe they're we love this dog. And then the dog learns to love going in shops.
And it was one of those dogs it was a German Shepherd where they're like, also, he might bite you. If you don't
take it'll
him
be
to
your fault
Bullberry, Blueberry, whatever. Yeah. What's the one? Bullberry?
Burberry. Blueberry.
Blueberry. I mean, the dog seemed cool. It would have been a cool thing for a week. And then I would be
over it.
It would suck. I guarantee it would suck. Also, I would never meet him. In your mind, you're like, oh, he's going to take me in. We're going to have fucking BLTs
together. He's going to see how talented
together.
I am. And he's going to be like, you would be great in my new movie.
I'm like, stop, Jake. I can't. I'm just your dog walker.
Honestly, though, that's what happened with you walking my dogs.
Pretty much. Pretty much.
You got you got discovered.
Yeah, I got discovered a young model in a mall by walking a dog with no legs.
Yes, I was gonna say
that was good karma though for me walking that dog with wheels. I think that's why.
Well, it's not like you were doing it out of the goodness of your heart. You were getting paid.
No, that was a freebie.
No, it wasn't. Have you ever volunteered?
Never.
Yeah, I was gonna say
just to pick up your bags.
Yes.
49.5. That weighs on a man.
It does.
Andrew. Wait, what were you saying? Sorry.
I saw this paparazzi photo of Justin Timberlake and Jessica Biel.
You keep saying actors that lived in this building. It's so weird.
I know, it is weird, but everyone lived in that building. Yeah, the Weeknd. All the most famous. The Weeknd.
Hamilton, your boys.
Lewis Hamilton?
Yeah, he lives in there.
Oh, nice.
Anyways, go. Sorry. Vroom, Timberlake. Vroom.
And so.
Pussy, pussy.
Pussy, vroom, pussy. Vroom. And so there was this paparazzi shot. It's very grainy. It's of them in like a vacation, and they're like gazing at each other, and like he has his arms around her, and they do not know they're being photographed, and they're like kissing. And I just like, I don't know what it is. I just don't think people who are married like have that kind of love for each other. Well, I just am shocked to see it when I'm like, these two look like they just met. Like, I just think that goes away.
Like, I wonder,
maybe because they're on vacation, like his hands are on her butt, maybe he's a little drunk. Like, I just feel like that kind of affection.
How long ago was this? Like,
just
recently?
Oh. Yeah. And I'm like, they've been married so long, they have kids together. Like, I just call me jaded. Call me, like, I'm sure I'm going to get, like, a lot of jaded. I just feel like when you get married to someone and after you've been with them a long time, it takes, like, a setting like that and alcohol to make you like lovey dovey.
Where were they?
Hawaii or something, you know.
What makes you think they didn't think a paparazzi was there?
Because
though?
The photo is so grainy, it's like barely, you can barely make them out. And they might have been doing it for the people around them, or they actually, I just realized looking at the photo, like, what's wrong with me that I think, like, yeah. I'm shocked to see a couple that's been together over 10 years
in Hawaii
looking
happy
together.
Yeah, it's sad.
Or just like,
I'm not saying you're sad. I'm
like
saying
being
that
horned
is sad.
Up for each other, almost like they. It's a photo that you'd go, "Oh, he's cheating on her with this girl, whoever this is," because his hands are all over her. It's just the kind of stuff that you only see in the beginning of a relationship. Is that me? I'm not wrong though. I feel like that doesn't. That's. How I do know you, that there are couples that are all over each other, but it's rare, mm-hmm. and it always has to be like a vacation that brings it out of you. Alcohol, an anniversary, both of you being extremely horny. Like, it's not. Normal.
How do your parents display affection for each other?
My dad tries to get it, and my mom goes, "Get off of me, EJ. Come on, stop."
So you grew up with that.
Yeah, my mom does not like pawing.
Even in
or any kissing, no making out. She will not make out with my dad. I told my mom.
I can't remember my mom kissing my dad one time.
Your parents got divorced in like
13. I mean, that's 13 years of not kissing.
Well, my parents barely. My mom's always just like, "Oh God."
Can I be honest? I saw my dad kiss my stepmom. I'm good. I'm glad he never kissed my mom.
Yeah,
it is wet.
Like tongue.
My dad has a very wet.
Wait, you saw your dad
mouth.
Tongue kiss your stepmom.
Oh, hard.
Gross. Where were they drunk?
Maybe when I was getting my license. I forget exactly where.
They're celebrating.
Yeah, they were at the DMV behind the counter.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it was hard, like a hard kiss.
Ew.
It's a lot, and then.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot to see.
I told
I'd
my mom
sex,
recently. I talked to my dad and he was like, my mom was like, I think it was on some show I did or something. I forget why I was asking my mom this, but I was like, oh, it was when we were doing interviews for the reality show. And I was like, do you and dad ever make out? And she was just like, no, ew, God, no. Your dad always wants to. I don't like tongue kissing. It's gross. No. And I go, but does he want to? And she's like, yes. And I go, sometimes you got to like do what the other person wants. And I talked to her later and I said, Mom, honestly, if you don't tongue kiss dad, I would not blame him for going to find someone else to tongue kiss, because that is something that is important. Like, and I even told my dad later on, I was like, I told mom that if you don't start tongue kissing dad, and like just being, just like kissing him, being
you
affectionate.
You should get 10% of that tongue, I'll tell you, being that agent over there.
I it made me so sad that my dad wants to have affection with my mom. And she's like, oh, that's gross. It's like, I don't give oral sex to people because I like it as much as it's because I like it because it gives pleasure to someone else. Like, what's wrong with my mom that she can't get pleasure out of giving something to someone that... would make them happy.
It probably goes right to her parents. I'm sure her parents, she's never seen once fucking... Well, the older generation didn't make out hard in public or PDA.
I mean, I don't make out ever. Like, yeah. Do you ever just make out with Brenna and it doesn't lead to sex? You just make out and that's it, all you do?
Yeah.
Really?
Uh-huh. I mean, we're very like... I worked out with her yesterday. She was wearing... grabbed her. I don't know. I just wanted to grab her butt and like. Yeah. I don't know. I'm just like really into her.
Yes.
So yeah, I could see.
So you just make out for like an hour or like 15 minutes, and it does not lead to sex.
Yeah, we did that. We don't do it a ton. but it's happened.
What's the circumstance where that will
usually
go down?
Just in bed, and neither we're both lazy enough to not want to have sex, but not lazy enough to want to be close to each other.
And you just make out like just kissing.
Yeah, like high schoolers.
It's God, I've never done that. I have never once made out without it leading to sex. Noah?
Well, it depends on the relationship, but my current one, it always leads to sex. But I do love making out for just making out purposes.
Sometimes I get the giggles when we make out, and like, and I know that's not sexy to get the giggles, but making out's funny to me sometimes. Like whatever she's doing with her tongue, like if she goes like too hard or like, it's funny.
It is.
Like it's a funny thing. Like our tongues are ridiculous.
Well, I just think it's so weird that people are like, oh my God, don't drink out of my drink. And then they're like,
or the toothbrush thing. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, it just, I think people are such hypocrites when it comes to germs and they'll like suck each other's face and have lick on each other's tongues. But they're like, oh my God, please don't eat off my plate. Oh, gross. You touched it. Yeah. I think that's, there are times, I will say, there are times, almost every single time we do the thing of, I've done the thing of, no, we just want to, like, we're nothing's happening. We're just like cuddling. Like, we're both too tired. It's never once stopped there. Yeah. Never once. And sometimes I go, you're too tired. I'm not letting you do this because I know that you are about to get into a hard cardio workout, whereas I do nothing. It's easy for me. I don't do anything. I never do anything. I mean, I do stop. Like, don't, let's be honest with ourselves. Everyone is satisfied. But I'm sometimes like, no, you're too tired. You need a break.
So and when's the last time you got on top? Are we talking 10 years? The way you're looking, I don't even...
Years.
Stop.
Years. No. I'm not lying. Years. I just don't do
you
it.
You gotta get up there, Nick.
No, I don't want to. It's just... There's no... I swear to God...
What about reverse cowgirl?
No. If I needed to, I would. But
you're
it does,
your mom.
No one needs...
You won't give him tongue. Yeah. You won't get on top.
He doesn't want that. And I'm not speaking for him, but I'm just saying I can sense what we are.
What if he wanted you to get on top?
Of course I would.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm just, it's not required of me. Like, when I am having sex, I like to be submissive.
Yes.
And a girl on top, being in control, riding someone, I want to be the horse. I'm not the cowgirl.
What if you're just up there and you could still...
No, you're in control. It's a dominance thing. Anyone who's elevated over someone is usually the dominant
Maybe
figure.
Maybe you
need
to tie your hands like this on top.
But now, when am I going to use to...
Yeah, you're just submissive, but while being on... I bet there's ways to be submissive while above someone.
I've been... I'm on top in terms of, like, sometimes other things happen, and I'm an active participant in doing things. But if there's... Generally, I would never just, I don't like riding someone. I just don't like it. It doesn't feel good to me.
I get that.
Just like, it causes too much pressure. In order for me to not just like sit and just like squish where it, like to go up and down, you need to do so much leg work. It's really exhausting. I don't like it. I don't like it.
I like that you're just like, that's not for me.
No. And
like, I respect it.
I know for a fact that the person I engage in this with is not yearning for something else. Like, we're both very satisfied
with everything.
No, that's great.
I think that's like...
Like, there's nothing that we are missing out on or not doing because I'm lazy or something. It has nothing to do with that. It's born of the fact that, like, the dynamic of, you know...
Yeah, when you know your partner, you know what gets them off.
Yeah.
That you go to your strong suit.
Yes.
There's no need to... What
I'm
are we,
sure
pretending?
In a different relationship, I would explore other things, but for what we both like, it's just our... It's us... it works. All right. Let's go to the news.
You heard it here first.
You heard it here first. Apparently, you're having all the swells out there. That's fantastic. It's Wednesday. You know what that means. It is Wednesday. It's hump day, folks. Get out there and hump. All right, you know, I think take it away, Dad, down there.
All right, well, this weekend you're going to be at the Kirby Center for Performing Arts in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania on Friday. Saturday you'll be at the Keswick Theater in Glenside, Pennsylvania. And on Sunday you'll be at the Wellmont Theater in Montclair, New Jersey. Sunday show.
Yes. Yes.
All close to each other.
Weekend long. Yeah. My life never stops.
And why would it?
I don't.
You know?
It's so funny. The woman I'm writing a book with or who's helping me write a book is like, hey, checking in. Do you want to write this book again? And I'm like, yes, you know, my press is dying down. I can start it again. And I go, why don't I ever get a week where there's nothing? Why does a week where I have nothing finally have to get filled in by something like...
It doesn't.
It does. Because there's always something in line waiting and on the queue. And it has to like get filled in because I've put it off so long. So like, but there's no... People don't even... There's no even... No one is looking out for me except me, and I have to remember that I have to like make time for myself, because otherwise time will get taken from me, because it's no one's gonna be like, hey, I think I'm just gonna let you have this break.
The only way to learn that is to take a break and realize that the world's gonna keep going. Yes, you might miss out on maybe another 50,000 reaches or whatever, but you're gonna realize you'll be fine if you take a week off. But that, the only way to learn that is by going to Hawaii and cuddling in the ocean.
Yeah, but I'm saying like I need to get stuff done though. I have deadlines, and so that I've put off because of other stuff, and it just
I get it.
Always. It, I just looked at my schedule today, and I just go, how funny that I'm like, next week is my first week where I don't have 8 podcasts a day promoting this show, and there's no part of me that goes, oh, I might just like fucking do nothing. It's like I have to, there's the next thing, and I know it's all my own fault, but it's like it just never ends. I just don't see any end in sight, and it's really exhausting to think about.
Eventually you'll be able to get your mom a better house, so it's all worth it in the end.
That, you know, seems exhausting too. Just like looking at houses and signing papers and like,
all right, what's the story, Noah?
Well, that segues into my first story really well, because scientists say that they have nailed down the ideal amount of sleep. The new research found that around 7 hours of sleep is the ideal night's rest, mm-hmm. with insufficient or excessive sleep being associated with a reduced ability to pay attention, remember and learn new things, solve problems, and make decisions.
With too much sleep or not enough?
Too much or not enough sleep both cause those things.
The problem is that 7 hours straight? It has to be straight, huh?
Yeah.
I don't know. Last time I got that.
Well, how long are your breaks?
I'm a 3-hour man.
And then how long is the break?
Between an hour.
On your phone?
A lot of times I'll go over to fucking old fucking
bitch phone. Yeah. Other research found that older adults who have significant difficulty falling asleep and who experience frequent night awakenings are at high risk for developing dementia or dying early from any cause.
What's funny about this, Noah? You psycho?
Yeah, funny you should say that. You're going to die.
It's very dramatic. Day now.
I've never seen Noah laugh this hard until my death.
Looks like Anthony Bourdain's not the only one buried in that outfit. Oh, no, he's gone, you guys. He's gone.
Should have slept 6 hours.
Sleeping fewer
seven
than
hours.
Six
what
hours.
What is 7 hours? What is that, 11 to 6?
What is...
What is that?
Yes,
11
yes.
to 6?
Yeah.
Are you getting... Yeah, again. Are you? No, you're not getting that.
I wasn't, but oh, yeah, I get that on the reg. Like, last night I went to bed probably at 1, and I woke up today at 9, so I got 8.
Whoa.
Or no, 9:40, so I got 8:40.
And how you feeling?
I wanted to sleep so much more. It wasn't enough. I'm so tired still. Like, I'm back in this...
That's that oversleep shit.
Well, I'm back in this phase of, like... There was a while there that I was just never tired because I was so tired. And now I'm like, my general stasis is never wanting to get up ever. Just wanting to keep sleeping forever. I never wake up being like, time to start the day. It is always like, even though
I used to be like
10 hours, 7 hours, yeah. 11 hours, still want more.
I've been getting out of bed easier lately.
Yeah.
I think the post-COVID world, I have a second lease on life.
You were always getting it for the past. Like, even when we were in Cabo for Perfect Strangers 2, you were up every morning at, like, 7.
So is that the key, though? Should you set an alarm for 7 hours? Like,
probably, yeah, based on what that was.
When we were kids, we wake up before we wanted to wake up so much. You know what I mean?
Every single day for school.
Yeah.
It's like... Oh,
I'm awake.
But isn't that every adult third period, too, for work?
I guess so. Yeah, we're lucky in that, obviously, in that. But we actually...
We start work at 11, but I'm for some reason, it is still feels early. To like, before 10 feels so early to me.
You don't go to bed till late. That's the problem.
Yeah.
If we're going to bed at fucking, you know, a lot of people make fun of the guy that wakes up at 4, 8, like the Mark Wahlbergs.
Yeah, but I'm he's up going at 4:30,
but you're going to bed at 5 p.m.
Yes.
You're fucking...
I don't know how people do that. Like, people go to late dinners. People go, like, if there's good things on TV late. Like, I just... My day doesn't stop until 6, and I don't want to go to bed in 3 hours. I want to go to bed, and I want a day after that.
Yeah. You see these TikToks, it's like, I wake up, I put fucking fresh water from a camel's dick on my face. Mm-hmm. Then I fucking scrub my skin for an hour and a half. Then I read the newspaper. Then I carve a cantaloupe. Then I fucking work out for 2 hours. Mm-hmm. And it's still fucking 4:45 a.m. And it's like, fuck you.
But it does also feel good to be one of those people when you get a bunch done in the morning. You go work out. You do like a meditation. I got to get back into meditating. But the Wim Hof method, I'm like looking into that. I think breathing.
The cold breathing?
Yeah, cold showers, breathing things, but I just, it's such a daunting world to get into that it seems like there's too much research, there's all these different methods, and I just feel like I don't want to do any of it. It's like when I go to look for a new book to buy, there's too many books, and do I choose nothing? I just want to know what breathing thing to do.
The cold shower too, if I was living in Florida, it makes sense to me, but I can't go.
It's not about when I'm in like New York, you're overheated, go take a cold shower.
No,
cool
I know
down.
That. I know that. Yeah. I know that. But
it's
I'm just saying.
It's about uncomfortable.
When I lived in Brooklyn.
Uncomfortability.
And there was like there's no heat in the bathroom. So it's like, I'm getting the cold. I don't have to go cold.
No, it's different. It's about,
I know. But I'm just saying it's harder. Like cold is hard. Like you're taking a hot shower to finally get away from cold.
Yes.
So now I need more cold.
I mean, my bedroom is 60 degrees. Yeah, every single morning.
I'm sure that's a Hoffman thing.
It's the best. Yeah, well, I mean, sleeping cold is the best way to do it because that's what we used to do. It's what animals or human animals are meant to be like.
Sleeping in caves?
It's cold in caves. At night. Yeah. It's good for your body. I just don't understand people who can sleep with like in flannel pajamas. Like I've never felt more disconnected from human beings than people who sleep hot.
I can't sleep with clothes. Well, I sleep with a t-shirt on, but other than that, naked. I can't.
Because you don't want that like Play-Doh body touching you.
Honestly, there's a thing where I feel like
I hate like my wet.
I don't
ass
feel like
crack,
restricted
like, feeling
in my hips.
It's too wet down there, and I need underwear to like absorb sweat. Just leakage. Like, I hate being underwearless in bed. I hate it.
Like a running car that just has that, like, weird leakage in the back that
I don't
know where it comes
from. Yeah, every
time
you pull out of your parking space, there's, like, a puddle. Yeah, and you go, I don't know what that is. Is that water? Is that wiper fluid? Is my car horny? Yeah, I can't understand. And you got a lot of, like, stuff down there just, like, flopping around. Don't you want to, like, keep it tucked? Don't you want to keep it tight when you're rolling around in bed?
I mean, there's definitely a reason why I think Brenna likes to clean the sheets more.
Yeah, because your penis is leaking and just, like, weeping all over the sheets. Like
an old Cadillac. My dick is, like, it just leaks, boy. And I'm sure it's my thyroid or something. I don't know. Someone wrote me something about my leaky cock.
Wait, you have a leaky cock?
No, I don't.
Is it pussy?
No.
You have a pussy.
I have a pussy dick. But I'm a dick. No. I think the older you get, the more you got to pat your penis after you pee.
Noah, do you wear underwear when you sleep?
My favorite way to sleep is totally naked, but with a bunch of blankets on me.
But don't you feel like your vagina gets like, just there's just like you know more moisture down there, and like I just hate getting it on my sheets. Then I have to clean my sheets. That's basically what I'm preventing.
It does happen, but it doesn't bother me.
Because then your sheets are your underwear. If you're not wearing underwear, whatever you're on becomes your underwear, and you would never wear your underwear 2 days in a row unless you're Andrew Collin. But like, no one would ever.
Hey, I have a lot of clean clothes now.
That's why I don't understand jeans.
I get
when girls wear no underwear, how you can wear those 2 days in a row. Your jeans are your pussy then. Like they
I get
pussy
paranoid
smell
though, pussy. Because if it's in my if it's in my underwear, that means that at no point during the day did it have time to like breathe. I need to like air it out, and sleeping is when I do it.
Yeah, at night it's time to air the baby out.
But it's not being aired out because it's like under a bunch of heavy blankets, Noah.
It and makes sense thighs. In my mind.
It does make sense in your mind.
Yeah, your vagina is always engulfed.
I never air out my vagina. Like, there's no time where I'm spread eagle.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The only way to air out a vagina is to, you really got to air it out. You can't, it's always stuck in there. your vagina.
Yeah. It's weird.
Yeah. I mean, balls, you have to air out because you'll cry. Like,
you can't believe it doesn't mildew.
It does.
Yeah, I guess it does. Yeah, that's what people get yeasties.
I'm just picturing people from E, like, this is the first app they stumble on.
Oh, my God. Sorry. Welcome to the show. Why do I care? Why do I care?
Okay. Ireland Baldwin says an ex wanted to fuck her mom, Kim Basinger. The revelation was part of a TikTok trend in which people respond to the question, what is the one thing your ex said to you that you will never forget?
That's a good one. I could see that, but why would they say that to her?
To hurt her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To make her feel less.
You're so right. Yes.
She said that. Yeah. Yeah. The full comment was, you'll never be as beautiful as your mom. I've always wanted to fuck her, and I'm just not really attracted to you like that.
Oh my God. Why would you be her boyfriend then?
I mean,
God, people are the worst. What's the worst thing that a person's ever said to you that you were really dating?
Oh, I don't.
That I'm crazy. No,
nothing that I can really remember. Oh, that you're crazy?
Being called crazy is like the worst. Mm.
That they want to fuck my hot dad and make out with his wet mouth. With his tongue. That is so funny to think of like, because Kim Basinger is like one of the hottest people ever. Yeah. So obviously 90% of the country wanted to fuck her. So the odds are someone's going to want to fuck your mom if you're dating a guy. But if it's specific to someone that's just a doctor, just your mom who shops at Goodwill, that feels a little bit more hurtful. Yeah.
When people think my mom is beautiful, I'm always like, yes, because that shows that they are like into older women and I'm going to age and they'll like me still then.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And so I like
it.
My sister,
yeah,
you know, men are generally that I've dated have you know, said the opposite, which I know is to be true, is that my sister is prettier than me. They're always like, I'm more into you. It's like, and thank God for it, because most people are into my sister more than me. Like, it's
but you're
just
very different looking than your sister.
I know. So there are guys that are more into like blondes, like,
yeah,
just like, you know, raspy blondes, and like, you know,
your sister Jennifer Connelly and your Margot Robbie.
Well, okay, thank you.
I'm just saying, like, in the guy's mind of, like...
Yes, like, the different coloring.
Yes.
Yes. My sister has, like, milky skin. I have, like, orange spray tan speckled skin.
Like, my older brother, he would do so much better with women than me. Because he had confidence.
Yeah.
And he has a good smile. He has better teeth than me. He has all his teeth.
Yeah.
And he's rich. But, like, he's very... He's so good with women to the point where, and I would be the better looking brother, but it wouldn't even be close when there was a group of girls, like when we were in Europe or whatever, like hands
confidence
down.
is everything with men.
Oh, I'm just in the corner, like,
which is a
eating
great
chicken
sign
salad.
Because a lot of men like feel like, oh, I'm not attractive. What am I going to do? And it's like
confidence. But where does it come from? It's got to be real. Actually, it doesn't even have to be real.
No, if you
That's
read
the crazy
game,
part.
You can figure out how to just fake it. You just do things that are egregiously awful, and then you practice being confident about them. And so when people go, why are you wearing that? You go, because I like it. And then everyone just goes, oh, I guess he's confident. I mean, that's why stand-up comedians get laid so much. It's like fake confidence when really they're deeply insecure.
Oh, yeah.
But it's like comes off as when people are like, Nikki, you're so confident. I'm always just like, that doesn't resonate with me at all.
I know.
It's so bizarre. The worst thing a guy ever said to me, though.
But what are you going to do? Go on stage and
no
go,
one will ever love you.
No one will ever love you?
Just as a joke, he goes, oh, no one's ever going to love you.
Oof.
And I started sobbing like a downpour, like that, what you know, where you go, oh my God, there's no sign of rain. And then all of a sudden, boom. And he was saying, and he freaked out because he was like, wait, what's going on? I was just joking. And I was like, that was the meanest thing. Like,
yeah.
Because it just confirmed what I like thought.
Yeah,
and
I mean, and those tears were ready to go for years. You know what I mean? All it took was one little... It's like a dam that breaks.
Yes.
But the water's been on it the whole time.
Yes. And you have no idea. It's like birds chirping, like peaceful, serene, just like a gentle stream, and then...
I've had those moments where it's just like...
Like something just brings it on out of nowhere.
Yeah. I've been holding that back a while.
But he was only saying it because he was trying to hurt me, because he was saying it jokingly to protect him, to be like, I was just joking. But he was saying it, not because he meant it, but because he knew that he could never have me, and he's not good enough for me.
Ooh.
And he had to say it so that it could protect him. I know that. It's very transparent.
But he fucked your mom.
Yeah, I mean, he could love my mom, though. And he thinks that she's very lovable. Let's get to our Wednesday segment. We usually do a game called Finish My Sentence, in which Andrew and I try to complete each other's sentences to try to guess how we would answer it. Today, we are doing we're doing Finish My Sentence, but it's now going to be Finish My Uber Eats Order. Uber Eats, of course, is an app that I use all the freaking time on the road and at home to get anything. Like, not literally anything, but you can get grocery items, and you can get
convenience store
items, like anything that you need that you go, oh my God, we're out of dog food. Oh my God, we're out of toothpaste. Boom, Uber Eats, you can pull up and you can see that they're not just restaurants anymore, which is what a lot of people think about Uber Eats. So Andrew and I placed Uber Eats orders
this morning and got in like 10 minutes.
Yes, it's immediately. So they're fast. Here and we tried to order what we thought.
Does he live in our building? He just has everything hoarded.
It was so fast. And it's all a bunch of stuff that, like, you just don't think you could get that fast. I ordered grocery items for Andrew. Andrew ordered convenience store items for me. So we are going to finish each other's Uber Eats order. And as always, you can use the Uber Eats app as well.
Today,
even. Yeah, right now. You can get anything you want. Anything that you were thinking.
Don't ever listen again. Go to Uber Eats.
Yeah. Stop it right now.
Yeah, seriously.
Pull up Uber Eats. Download it. At least download the app so that when you want it, it's ready to go. Because I hate when I like have to download a new app and then you have to wait for it to connect to Wi-Fi. And that little thing is, yes, it's just a big thing. Download it so that when, it's so nice to pull up the app when someone's like, I need this thing. And you go, ordered it already. Yeah. Like, and they go, wait, what? And they're still like searching for like how to get it and where the nearest Walgreens is or wherever. And you're just like, it's going to be here.
I went to ubereats.com.
I did that the other day. Yeah.
A lot of times people do that.
Okay, so who's going to go first?
I will go first.
Okay.
Okay. So
this is what I would get at a grocery store.
Yes. I got you something that you put in an oven.
Okay.
That is made from cauliflower because you
cauliflower pizza.
You think that anything
cauliflower
with
pizza.
Cauliflower is healthy.
Yes.
Because you're a boy who fried doesn't really read nutrition facts.
With mayonnaise. Yes. It's very healthy.
I also got you something that is also, you cook, you can put it in an oven, but most likely a microwave that has the word cauliflower in it. Again, that is probably not that healthy, but because it has cauliflower in it, you'll go, it must be like a diet food.
Dude, my mouth is my dad's mouth right now. I'm watering.
I got you, these things that I love so much that are a dessert that have protein in them. And also are creamy and chocolatey and are a frozen dessert that are 100 calories each. Because again,
time out, there's Andrew protein in the ice cream?
Yes. You don't know if it's ice cream, but yes, it is an ice
cream
thing. Has protein in it. And it also, it's like, 100 calories per, which you'll eat the entire box in one sitting. I know that because I'm the same way.
Yeah, you gotta
but
eat
like,
around
it convinces
it.
Yourself that you're being healthy.
Too. Yeah.
I got you something for mango.
Aw. My cat.
Yes. I got you some some cauliflower treats for mango. No.
Yeah, no, he watches his.
I got you some candy that is low in sugar that I love. Like, I got you all like diety things.
No, I like that.
Not diety things, but like healthy things, not diety.
I like things on the
Nothing
fence.
Nothing with fake stuff in it.
You know what I mean?
I did it's get so, you.
This
what?
Is funny because whenever. When you guys were living together, you were always concerned that Andrew doesn't have enough snacks or food. So I feel like this
yes,
is you
he never does.
Fulfilling that from the past.
It is. These are all things that I would have bought him when I know that he has no food at home and he'll come out of his room really bleary-eyed and be like, do you want to get Thai food? And I'll go, they closed at 8. There's nothing to get. And then he'll just start Midnight. Looking in the cabinets and he'll pick out all is in there is like old food from our green rooms that I've kept over the days. And then he just, then he'll just start eating some weird thing that we have on hand. Like one time, like our building gave us like a Christmas present of like chocolates. So he'll start eating these like bag of chocolates that, because it's all he has. Do you do that a lot at your own home?
No.
Does Brenda keep you guys pretty stocked?
That and I
you
have,
don't have any
I have
foresight.
Trifecta meals. I have like 15 meals ready to go.
Okay. Well, that makes sense.
I've been good.
Okay. And then I have this candy that we talked about
Dude,
recently.
You got way more money than me.
I spent $50.
Okay.
Then I got this candy that we talked about recently that is probably trains women to be good at giving head.
Oh.
you eat it, and then there's like a there's it's a solid and a, it's a fruit snack and a liquid.
Yeah, yes, it's a fruit snack that gushes in your mouth.
Yes, 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 yes. I also got you your favorite drink that one guy drinks that you just think is gonna like
which
burn your calories.
Is apparently killing people.
Yeah, of course. People are addicted to this stuff. It's this energy drink that Andrew saw one guy be like, this is why I'm jacked. It's not because he spends 18 hours in a gym.
You want to know why? Because he had cauliflower ears and it's healthy.
Yeah. He had a cauliflower ears. And then I also got you a morning recovery shot because you drink now. And
because I drink now.
Yeah.
I've had one drink in 3 weeks.
People who are 21 and older can get alcohol on the Uber Eats app, too.
Yes, I almost got you alcohol, but I don't want to encourage that. But I did get you a recovery shot for
what
the
is
morning.
Was it wheatgrass?
You'll see.
I'm excited, dude.
Well, actually, no, you take it in the night. You take it in the night, and then in the morning, it makes you feel better. So you take it at night with your drinking, and then in the morning, you're very hydrated and not as hungover, and I probably don't think it works that well.
Dude,
but
food is... You got way more than me. I apologize, because one of my things...
Well, I'm just, like, good at, like, looking at prices and making, like...
Yeah.
You could have done the same thing, but I bet you were just, like, lazier about it.
No.
Okay, no. How long did it take you to make your order?
Huh?
How long did it take you to make your order?
3 days.
Not true.
I made
no,
all
no
of
one,
them.
No one knows, but how long did it take Andrew to give you what he was going to get. Boys are so funny. They don't look at prices.
He just added stuff to the shopping cart. That's what he admitted.
Yes, and he didn't
I saw
the assignment.
I got the idea
but why
of
didn't
the
you,
price.
But you look at the total and no, it was clear, like, not over $50.
Yeah.
So why didn't you follow the rules?
Because your boy's a fucking badass that wears boots. He don't give a fuck that he went to $54.
But he did order
think
you
was
some thoughtful things.
I didn't go to, like, huh? I didn't go to, like, 90. I went to 57.
All right.
I thought I would make up the $7. I'd throw it back to the old
Uber Eats.
Price is
not important. It's what you got.
Price is just a
to see
number.
If you win. So far,
okay,
Nate's in the lead.
I mean, that was a lot of stuff for $50 that I got. Like, a lot. I did a good job.
Now, mind you, I'm way under $50 because one of my
Can
main...
Can I go put one of these in the... I want to put this ice cream in the freezer because I don't want it to freeze.
Okay.
Or to unfreeze. And that's the best thing about Uber Eats is that you can get ice cream and it is still intact. It doesn't melt. If ice cream bars melt, then they get all like weird.
So,
and you gotta lick them out of
Nikki,
the packaging like you're eating pussy.
What would I get? So I went to a convenience store. I didn't get to go to grocery.
Yeah, to the
so
pharmacy.
So I did convenience to a pharmacy.
Yeah, like items that would you know populate my bathroom.
Yeah, I don't think you have them, but it'd be nice to have them. I thought of things of like, what would you want at a convenience store that maybe you'd forget to get? Or something that's like needed, but
things that I don't actually want or need, but that you think I need.
Maybe, but okay. Maybe you do need
them. I'm interested.
All right, I got you stuff that allow your eyes to not be red.
Wait, why would I need that?
Eye drops.
Sometimes because you wear contacts.
Okay.
So sometimes you might be tired. You're overworked.
You really took
it literally. What
no,
we should get?
No, I think you really phoned this in.
Why?
Well, I would have, if I were you, I would have gotten me bunion pads or something funny like that. I would have gotten me wart remover. I would have gotten me, you know, just like funny stuff.
Oh, okay. Well,
but yes, I do. When I used to smoke pot, I used to love eye drops. Now I don't struggle with that as much, but I appreciate it.
Okay, you sound appreciative.
Yeah, I really am.
Okay, I got you bandages.
I just feel unseen. Bandages.
Yes.
I do need bandages because I'm always picking at my nails.
Okay.
That's a good
go.
One.
Good
Are
job.
They bandage like small bandages?
They're good for your nails. Oh, well, these happen to be extra large.
Okay, so that's not for
no,
my fingers.
The idea being that you can put all your fingers in one.
Okay.
So I didn't see the extra large, but that was my thinking is you pick your nails a lot. Maybe you forget like,
oh my
shit.
God, I picked up a Band-Aid off the ground in a bathroom the other day because I saw that someone had dropped a Band-Aid that was unused.
Oh, unused.
Band-Aid. And
Jesus.
I picked it up and put it in my purse because I always need Band-Aids because I'm always digging up my nails.
Who's talking shit now?
It's good. It's a good purchase.
Okay.
Good job.
This one is for your sinuses. It's a pot for your sinuses to clear them. I think
never have I needed that in my life.
You've used it before.
A neti pot?
Yeah, you have used this at your last.
I use the thing that you put over your whole face, and it creates like a steamer effect. Now I can just neti.
Now you can neti, and also neti's kind of fun. Have you ever done it?
It's a good thing to water plants with.
It's fucking wild to do it.
I know it is wild.
And it looks like a dick.
But you can't. I'm too lazy to use it because you have to boil the water beforehand so you don't get a bacteria in your nose that like eats your face. You know, like people have died from that.
Really?
Well, that's kind of like, I think Western medicine has tried to scare people from using these Eastern medicine techniques. And so they want you to go to the doctor and use their meds. So they spread these like propaganda of like, this woman died from using tap water. Yes. So you got to boil it first. And I'm a lazy bitch, but that will come in handy.
So the idea, granted, I only got you three things.
That's it?
Like I said, I got you four.
One thing that was not available.
What was the one thing that wasn't available?
It was a menstrual heating pad.
That would have been nice.
I know. So can you take back all the mean things you said that you don't feel seen? I mean, come on.
Well, that's the point of this segment is like, can we see each other? And I felt unseen.
Not anymore.
The menstrual heating pad.
No, you like the bandages and the neti pot.
Well, the extra large took me out of it, but you're not wrong.
No, but maybe I got you a very small heating pad.
Maybe I'll have a bed sore. Who knows? From all my sleep.
My idea, my thinking, honestly, behind this, granted it was quick. Quick doesn't always mean worse.
What were you doing while you were doing this?
Shopping for myself. No.
No, were you like watching, were you golfing or were you on the golf course?
No, I was laying down. Okay. I was on the couch.
Yeah.
I was watching Winning Time on HBO.
Yes.
And I thought, you know what? I thought, this was my thought process. I wasn't thinking funny. I was thinking, what are things that I like? For me, if someone went to a convenience store for me, the nicest thing ever would be things that like I could keep reusing that yes. I would forget weren't in the house. Kind of like you with me with snacks. I forget snacks. You yes. forget bandages. Same idea.
Yes.
You're always what bleeding from your drops, nails, though? And I'm bleeding from my stomach with
the
an ulcer.
The eye drops, I think, were just a thing that you were just like, okay.
The eye drops was me thinking like,
you said maybe it, that just, she was tired.
You're tired.
I mean, he's not wrong about that.
Your eyes get red from your contacts.
Do they? Now I'm just feeling insulted.
You bleed from everywhere, lady.
Did you get extra large eye drops?
Yeah, I got menstrual pads for your eyes.
Well, this was a success. I am glad I got that. I'm gonna probably give you the neti pot because I just don't think I'm gonna use it, but I'm gonna re-gift that to you. But I am so shocked that we could get all this stuff so quickly within like minutes.
Yeah.
And you can too if you use the Uber Eats app today.
Go out there. Get that Uber Eats.
Final thought. What are you up to today?
Today, I have a workout class. I'm getting a facial.
Nice.
Diamond glow.
What workout class?
I have a new thing I'm going to.
What is it?
What did you call me? Impulsive?
Yes.
You got a new one.
What's your new
it's
thing?
It's called F45.
Ooh.
Oh.
It's, yeah. For your age.
You just say, fuck Trump. No. F45 is an Australian workout class. It's very cheesy.
Does
it's
it burn very 1,000 calories?
I don't really
What's
think about it.
What's the goal here? To lose weight or to feel good?
Functional. That's the whole, what the F stands for.
Oh. So what do you do during it?
It does everything for you. You're just a computer. You're like, come in here. Here's 15 different workouts. They put it on the screen. You don't even have to think. And you're done in 40 minutes, in and out.
Yes.
It's a little like...
culty.
It's like if CrossFit was more relatable.
Oh. How did you find out about it?
My little brother does it.
Oh.
And so, yeah, I went with Brenna yesterday. And she did not like it at first.
Why? Because it's hard?
It's just very like... rah, rah. And she just wants to do her thing.
Oh, God. I hate that celebration. I'm like, you can do it, girl. Rachel Feinstein has a great bit about spin classes.
Why do you hate it so bad? Because I don't mind it.
Because it's exhausting to cheer and be like excited. Like, I just want to suffer alone. I don't want to and I don't want to act like this is exciting to me.
Yes. It sucks that you have to match the guy's energy.
I'm sorry. I just have never seen people... in those classes who I want to look like. They all just look like they're always running up at the last second because like they're late for the class. Mm-hmm. And then they like leave afterwards, and I know they just go and they eat so much, just like Kim Kardashian. Like, there's always, if you do too much, there's always going to be the negative effect on
but
the other
end. Why I like
and
this.
You'll never blame your workout class, and like you'll always blame yourself. You're like, I'm weak. But the problem is these fucking workout classes are just not
Here's the thing with this workout class.
Good. I
agree with you.
I'm projecting a lot because I can't handle myself in those.
Yeah, I don't think you'd want to be around this many people. It's very bright in there.
Mm.
Like, it's just, it's cheesy, but it's not, it's one
of
those.
You feel good afterwards.
You feel good, and it's not so deplete. I don't feel deplete. Sometimes workouts will make you feel more depleted.
Oh, yes.
This is not one of those. So
I don't mean to shit on it, but I just like.
And I don't want to get jacked anymore. I just want to be able to get on the floor. I just want
to. You want to be able to like stretch and like be just limber.
Get on the floor.
Why
functional.
Don't you do yoga, something gentle. Why does it have to be punishing?
Because yoga.
That's what I wonder.
Yoga is
like,
more punishing to me.
Everyone takes classes to punish themselves.
Yoga is more punishing to me than these classes because I know this is why I should do yoga. I'm so tight in my hips and my lower back. And all that shit, which yoga is perfect for.
Yeah.
It's a goddamn disaster for me to do it. Yeah. It's very hard. And I try. I've leaned into it. It hurts. Yes. I get bored. I have ADD. I just want to run around a little bit like I'm fucking 10 again.
I can't understand. Again, I don't relate to people that do these classes. I know people love them. I am in the minority. And I'm like, some people have a very healthy relationship with them.
Have you done them?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, I've done. I went with you and Emil to that boot camp class in Nashville. Yes. Remember that? I've done spin classes. I've done every one of these yoga classes. I walked out of a yoga class because I was just like, this is, I'm sweating too much. I'm slipping all over the mat. I hate this. And I walked out. For me, I get too competitive and I feel like a loser because I'm not as good as everyone else. I feel like I hate the chipper instructor who's making everything look so easy. And I get jealous of her because I go, oh, she's done 7 of these today. I'm never going to be as good as her. I'm not as healthy as her. Like there's too much comparison for me. I just can't do it because I'm too wrapped up in like, I'm not as good as other people. And it's a constant comparison.
I've gotten to the point in my life where
that's healthy.
I don't give a fuck about any of that shit anymore. Mm-hmm. I used to, for sure. I used to be the most competitive person. And it's not like I accept defeat and I'm just like, whatever, I suck at this. It's like, I'm pretty good.
Yeah.
I don't need to be the best at this. I just want to be able to.
I agree with you, Nikki. I used to think the same thing, like, oh, this is so punishing. Yeah. But for the people who show up on a regular basis to these classes, they kind of become your support system and teammates to try to help you get through the class, depending on, of course, on what it is.
There is something about that, like a group, like we are supposed to work in groups. Like I was always someone who never liked group projects because I knew that I would probably be doing most of the work or the smart girl would make me like, I don't like, that's an issue with me, like that I have to resolve. But
I
just, the comparison.
I played football, basketball.
Yeah, I don't like group things.
All team aspects.
I just want to get it done myself. And I'd just rather not do it. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't like doing things I'm not good at. And I look at exercise as not like, well, at least now, I don't look at it as something that, like, I got to get this done. It's like, I want to go. And any kind of scheduled class is not going to fit with my desire to work out. It's always going to seem like a chore. And it's always going to seem like work.
And to me, it's the opposite.
I want to take the work out of working out.
But that's what that does for me. I'm just like, oh, I'll just show up.
Yeah.
I don't have to think.
No, it gives you a schedule. You don't have to think. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's nice to like have something else in my life that I don't have to be the best at it, but it's nice to see improvement. And I know that it's not vain. I'm not really doing this to be, sure, I'll look in the mirror.
We're 2 months out of you staying in my green room.
Yes.
To check out your own body in the mirror.
I was
going to
say
that.
I was going
to
say. Yeah. I said, I still will check out my abs in the mirror if there's great lighting.
Yeah.
Every once in a while.
Yes.
But mostly it's about 80-20 now. As opposed to it's probably about 99-1. But your boy is, you know, I wear boots now.
Yes.
Me and Mark Maron, we're the same person.
All right. Well, we have a show tomorrow for you. So check it out then. This is all for the show today. Andrew, have a good day. Noah, have a great day. Hope our listeners do. Are you okay?
Yeah.
Staring despondently.
Oh, no. I'm just thinking about my workout class. I got to get to
it. F45.
They owe me
don't
money
be cool
for
out
this.
There. And
jack muscles.
I like it.
Not bad.
Can't believe we haven't done it yet.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off. Starts Friday and open Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.